Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What does it really take to silence someone? Money? Power? Fear? Maybe none of it works once the truth starts crawling its way towards daylight? Because that's what's happening now, allegedly, with Don Richard, the former member of Danity Kane, the Diddy Dirty Money group as well. She's stepping back into the public eye, not for nostalgia, not for reunion headlines, but to confront the man who built her career and, according to her, tried to destroy her sense of safety long after the music stopped. Well, that's right, we're talking about Diddy again. And now she's saying that even prison walls have not stopped him. Surprise. Like I say, narcissism always wins. Not the narcissist, narcissism. Because they will not stop. Can't stop, won't stop, right? It's true. In new court filings from November 5th of 2025, Richard's attorneys allege that Sean Diddy Combs, already incarcerated on federal convictions, tampered with a key witness in her civil case while behind bars. Her legal team didn't mince words. They wrote, "There is no indication that Combs' ability or willingness to act on his threats ever ceased, or that their coercive effect on Miss Richard will ever, or was ever, lifted." Translation, even from inside, he still scares her. The filing describes an alleged incident in September of 24, after Combs was already in custody, when he somehow managed to interfere with a witness allegedly tied to Richard's lawsuit. They call it a direct validation of her fear and a sign that his intimidation never really ended. It just evolved. Now, prosecutors had already painted that same picture months ago. They argued that Diddy was a continuing threat, not because of guns or violence, but because of influence, the ability to move people like chess pieces, even from isolation. They cited that danger as the reason he should stay behind bars. The court agreed, denying him bail four times for this exact same concern: witness tampering, obstruction, and coercion. So when Richard's lawyers filed this, they weren't starting from scratch. They were picking up where prosecutors left off. In the context of her broader complaint, it all tracks. Richard had alleged years of physical and emotional abuse under Diddy's control, being groped, deprived of sleep and food, and punished when she resisted his advances. She and fellow artist Kalina Harper have claimed they witnessed violence against Cassie Ventura and that Diddy's response was simple: silence, or your career dies. Take that, take that, take that. Aha! I just imagine that's how he ends every sentence. That's the common thread across everyone who's come forward: the silence clause. During Diddy's high-profile trial earlier this year, Richard testified publicly. Cassie did too. So did Kid Cudi. Each of them painted pieces of a larger picture, one of power, money, and fear woven together like a business model. In the end, Diddy was found guilty only under the Mann Act, not of the racketeering and the trafficking counts, but that conviction was serious. 50 months in prison, $500,000 in fines, 5 years of supervised release, and he's already appealing. Still, civil suits are where the real long-term damage can unfold. That's where victims speak on their own timeline, not the state's. And this filing from Dawn Richard is one of the most potent yet, because it doesn't just revisit what he did in the past. It alleges what he's still doing now. The document doesn't name the witness or specify how the contact happened. But the claim alone is explosive. If proven, it means Diddy has been trying to manipulate a witness while incarcerated. Surprise! That's not just a violation of court orders. That's a new crime entirely. And it fits a pattern. Prosecutors have warned about this: the danger of influence that survives confinement. Because power like that doesn't vanish the moment the cell door locks. It morphs into whispers through intermediaries, favors from loyalists, or veiled reminders of what happens when you talk. Richard's lawyers are using the government's own language against him. Pattern of witness intimidation, obstruction, and coercion. Those aren't tabloids calling him that. Those are official words from prosecutors. Her filing cites them almost verbatim. It's a clever move, legally and symbolically. She's saying, you already agreed he was capable of this. Now look, he's done it again. From a legal standpoint, this gives her case enormous weight. From a psychological one, it's devastating because it suggests that even prison hasn't given her peace. And that's where the story stops being about lawsuits and starts being about power. Diddy built an empire on control of music, image, narrative. He wasn't just the face of Bad Boy Records. He was the atmosphere. When he walked in a room, people adjusted themselves. When he liked or disliked someone, entire careers rose or fell accordingly. Control wasn't just something he had. It was the air everyone around him breathed. So when a woman like Dawn Richard steps up years later and says, I still feel it, it tells you how deep it runs. Because control doesn't require contact. It only requires belief. If you think someone still has the power to hurt you, that fear is enough to keep you silent. And that's the heart of this case. Diddy's team, of course, denies it all. They've called the lawsuits opportunistic, exaggerated, motivated by fame. But what makes the denials less convincing is that they sound exactly the same, no matter who's accusing him. Cassie says she was abused. Dawn says she was coerced. Others say they were threatened or paid to disappear. Different stories, same pattern. You don't need a guilty verdict to see repetition. And that's why this moment feels bigger than just another Diddy update. It's about what happens when a man who spent 30 years mastering narrative control finally loses the ability to dictate his own. It's about the cost of finally telling the truth out loud when everyone around you spent years pretending they didn't see what you did. The entertainment industry has a long memory for loyalty, but a short one for accountability. For decades, Diddy was untouchable. His charisma and success shielded him from scrutiny. Rumors were brushed. They were just brushed off as jealousy. Power was disguised as charm. And when people like Don Richard pushed back, they were called ungrateful, unstable, or difficult. It's a classic tactic. Discredit the accuser so you never have to confront the accusation. But now, that narrative's collapsing. One filing at a time. And what's fascinating here is how much Don Richard's document echoes the prosecutor's own warnings. The same words used to justify his detention, pattern, threat, coercion, now serve as the spine of her civil argument. It's poetic in a dark way. You can almost hear the subtext. You locked him up because you knew he'd try to keep control. Now look what happened. Whether the alleged September 2024 incident can be proven is another matter entirely. The identity of the witness is redacted. The details are sealed. But in the court of public opinion, the idea alone is enough to shift perception. Because the notion of a man still manipulating witnesses from a federal cell isn't just shocking. It is kind of cinematic. It feels like the natural next act in a story about a mogul whose empire was built on bending people's will. The scary part? It's not impossible. The wealthy and powerful often find ways to communicate indirectly through intermediaries, coded messages, and even mutual acquaintances doing favors. When you spent your life learning how to make people work for you, that skill doesn't vanish behind bars. And yet, whether this alleged tampering happened or not, the psychological impact on Richard is the same. She still feels unsafe. That's what trauma does. It blurs the line between memory and possibility. Her words? There is no indication that Combs' ability or willingness to act on his threats ever ceased. They carry a weight that goes beyond one lawsuit. They describe the afterlife of coercion. The way fear lingers long after the physical threat is gone. That's what so many survivors of powerful abusers talk about. The endless echo of control. The phone doesn't even have to ring. You just assume it might. And that's what she's fighting against here. Not just Diddy, but the mythology around him. The idea that he's untouchable, unstoppable, beyond consequences. She's saying, no, he's not. And the court's repeated refusal to grant him bail says the same thing. You don't deny bail four times because you're worried about bad PR. You do it because you're convinced the threat is real. So when Don Richard takes that same reasoning and applies it to her civil case, she's essentially telling the judge, you already know what he's capable of. Now act on it. It's gutsy. It's dangerous, and it's probably necessary. Because for all the progress we've made culturally, the entertainment industry still runs on widespread whispered warnings and invisible consequences. If you cross the wrong person, your career evaporates. Don Richard's decision to file again to keep pushing this is the kind of defiance that scares people who depend on silence. And maybe that's what makes this story matter most. It's not about revenge. It's about ending the fear loop. It's about saying that you can't build an empire on coercion and expect everyone you've crushed to just disappear when the lights go out. So where does it all go from here? Diddy's appeal continues. His legal team is trying to overturn his conviction. Totally separate case. Meanwhile, Richard's civil suit case pushes forward, and the judge will soon decide whether her complaint survives dismissal. If it does, we'll move into discovery. Every record, message, and witness statement comes under a microscope. And that's when the truth tends to crawl out. Because even if nothing illegal happened last September, this case forces the system to confront something deeper. What if incarceration isn't enough to neutralize power? What if influence itself is the real weapon? That's the question her lawsuit raises, and it's one every institution should be asking. In the end, this isn't just a story about a musician and her former boss. It's about whether accountability has an expiration date, whether we actually believe that money and fame can't override the law anymore. If Don Richard's allegations hold up, if there's proof of contact or interference, it could open the door to new criminal consequences for Diddy. Who thought that might happen? If not, it still forces a public reckoning with what abuse of power looks like when it's institutionalized, not impulsive. Either way, this is the final act of a decades-long performance, one where control was the instrument and fear was the chorus. And if you listen closely, you can hear something shifting. The silence that used to protect men like Diddy is breaking. Slowly, painfully, but it's happening. Because power only survives as long as people keep pretending not to see it. And Don Richard just made sure everyone's looking. So no matter how this plays out legally, something irreversible already happened. The empire's myth has cracked. The next time someone says, it's all in her head, she can point to the record, the filings, the denials, the echoes, and say, maybe. But that's where he's been living all along. Because sometimes the most dangerous thing about power isn't that it hurts people. It's that it convinces them it still can, even from a cell. And that's the ghost Dawn Richards trying to exorcise, not just from her life, but from the culture that made it possible. This isn't a comeback story. It's a reckoning. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, please just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us on YouTube. Press subscribe and join in our conversations every day of the cases that we're discussing right here. Your voice matters and we want to hear it. Please press subscribe while you're there. And press subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast as well. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.